Last Sunday the church prayed, Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Yesterday we asked the question, how does this prayer relate to Thomas? 8 days later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Because we are born in sin, each one of us needs convincing of the truth that Jesus Christ died and rose again for our salvation. For Thomas, it was touching Jesus. As he realized the truth that Jesus is risen from the dead, he confessed his faith, calling Jesus my Lord and my God. Faith confesses Christ Jesus, just as a prayer of the day asks God to enable us to do. We confess our faith in thought, word, and deed. As we look to Christ Jesus for our redemption from sin and eternal death, we also become more aware of the needs of our neighbors. Our desires turn from our selfishness to the good of others. May our Lord grant us faith which confesses Jesus as Lord and God. Amen.